We are going to jump around today, the few different sifim discussing the dafnos ha-sukkah, the walls of the sukkah. So we're going to jump to Simon Tav Reish Lamed to Sif Beis. So Mechaber talks about these various cases, these various structures of two walls here and a third wall there. I'm not so interested in those various cases because all of our sukkahs are going to be completely surrounded, I would imagine, even though the night might not be a square, but as long as it's fully surrounded, then there are no shilas. But the real question is what type of walls, what type of material you should use. So if you just jump down to the Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Zayin. So on this, it's on the Sif. He writes, Yosel Tefach. Now, completely different point here. He quotes the Magen Avraham, Mivoar Shemutter Lasos Dafnos HaSukkah, Bikanim Shema Midim Pachos Mishlosh Tvachim, Rachok Zemizeh. So you're allowed to use, if you put sticks in the ground, vertical sticks, and they're less than three tefachim away from each other, so you're going to be using the mechanism of lavud. So now we're viewed as being connected as if there's no space. So if you have that all across the way, that's going to be a good wall. V'hu ba'osa kein arba defanos dainu kanim kazeh marba ruchos. It has to be where all four sides are full of the sticks. What that means is, even though normally we paskin three walls is sufficient for a sukkah, if you're going to use the avenue of kanim, just these little reeds, then you have to have all four walls of the reeds. We'll see the Chaznish argues in just a moment, but that's a din. Now, this is why is this relevant? No one builds a sukkah like this. It's relevant. So let's say my parents' sukkah, so they have some type of canvas material. They have, I think, a boat material or something like that it's called. So it moves a lot, and those we'll see in a moment is a problem of a sukkah being a flimsy wall. But behind that they have the, or maybe it's in front of it, I don't remember which way it is, they have the railing that goes around the deck, which are kanim going up this way, and there happens to be a banister on top, and even a piece of wood going all the way in the bottom. So even though the boat material might not be good enough for a wall, as we'll see, the railing seems to be good enough if it's three tefachim away from each other, less than three tefachim away from each other, and as long as it's high enough, 10 tefachim off the ground, which in my case, in my parents' case, it is. So that's why this is a very important halacha. So if anyone's again stuck in such a place where they have a non-kosher wall of the canvas, perhaps, so then you could rely on the railing. So we'll see whether or not canvas is going to be possible or not.
What do you mean 10? Isn't it 7? 7 is...
I think 7 is in terms of the area. In terms of height, I think it's 10 tefachim. Yeah, I think so. Okay, so that's the important halacha. Now, regarding these kanim that are going up, these reeds that are going up, so the halacha is, so the Magen Avraham says, if you're going to use this avenue, so you have to have all four walls surrounded. It can't be three walls. So the poskim asks, Chazanish asks, I don't understand why that is. We know that when it comes to a sukkah, all you need is 2.5 walls, namely three walls. So if you're using kanim as the wall, so why doesn't three work? And so Rav Vosner comes along to explain is since kanim are considered a mechitza grua, very weak type of wall, so then if you're taking that avenue of a weak wall, then it only works if it's four walls surrounding. That's his explanation of the Magen Avraham.
So
but the
banister
yeah.
wouldn't be flimsy.
All right, exactly. So we'll get to that in a second. So right now we're just talking about where they're kanim going vertical. So then the Chazanish himself, though, thinks one's not allowed to use kanim. Vertical reeds would not be good enough for the Chazanish. He thinks it would be possible. Now, with respect to a marpesa that I just explained, that has this fence that's going around it, so then the whole problem is with regards to it being very flimsy. But they explain, based on the Prima Gadim, that if you do have a vertical banister going around, and certainly if you have one on top and also one on the bottom, which most banisters have that, so then that would be considered a strong wall. A wall is defined by shasiv or Erev. Normally we think a wall like a solid wall, but if you make one shasiv Erev, vertical lines and horizontal lines, that's going to be considered a full-fledged wall, in which case even the Magen Avraham would agree that three walls of that type of banister would be sufficient. Okay. So that's the, again, important halacha to know. Now let's jump to... Sif Yud.
So a deck. A deck is usually three.
Mm-hmm. Well, usually they have an entrance. Usually the fourth one has a Pesach. That's not considered itself a full wall, though.
The house wall
is one of the most, right? House wall and then the banister and however it's structured.
I'm saying so you have a house wall, but then you only have three.
But that's fine. But overall, you have four walls, though.
But you just said that you only
have No. It means three walls and the fourth wall is empty. That's what he says wouldn't work. If the fourth wall is a full wall, certainly that would work.
And if you had two, so then this would be the same thing.
Two kanim and two full walls, that's fine. If you're going to use the avenue of the kanim according to the Magen Avraham, just vertical ones, right. So then you have to have four walls. Okay. But again, if you have the banister, so then it seems for most poskim, the Prima Gadam, that it's considered a complete mechita. Now that's what you'll find now. They'll sell with the canvas walls, they'll sell what's called lovage straps. You ever see lovage straps being sold? So that's another... you have that? Okay, fine. I wasn't sure of that reaction was.
That's what it was.
Okay, fine. So the lovage straps, the lovage straps, you just wrap them around, and then that would be sufficient, as long as they're within 3 trachim from each other. That's, again, we're talking about vertical, this is talking about horizontal. Horizontal would seemingly work as well, though I think it's a discussion, but it seemingly would. Now, you don't want to spend money on lovage straps, you don't have to use lovage straps. You could just take a string, and that would accomplish the same exact thing as well. Take a string, and make sure that they're within 3 tefachim of each other, and make sure that the top and bottom, the top one, is 10 tefachim high.
But so, the lovage straps have hashgacha on them, so they're probably
better. Could be. So that's another easy way to get around the canvas. So let's talk about the canvas now. Jump to Sivyud. The Mechaber writes in Sivyud, let's say a person makes a sukkah through the trees, and the trees are being used as walls. So im haya chazakim, if they're very strong, o shekasher osam, or you tie them in such a way, v'chizek osam ad shelote aruach mitzuyim nida osam tamid, that the common wind isn't often bending it; it's for the most part very sturdy. So then umile ben ha'adirim b'teven ubekash kadesh shelo tanid osam haruach, and you fill in the space between the trees with some type of straw or whatnot to keep it from moving, the kasho, some you tie it down. So if you take a tree that's moving and you keep it strong and stable and sturdy, that's going to be sufficient for walls. Al Kain, therefore, says the Mechaber, a person should not make their sukkah entirely covered in canvas, it's not talking canvas, but any type of curtain, we'll use canvas as the example, without there being those kanim. Even though you tie down the canvas very well to the poles, still it's a problem, because zimnim diminatke v'lava daite, sometimes it's going to snap off the strings. Now it becomes it's flapping in the wind, and it's not going to be considered a strong wall and will be possible. So therefore, to protect from that, you should have the kanim, those banisters going around it, those little sticks going around it, or the lovage straps, in case the canvas knots end up snapping.
Let's say that it's tied down, but it blows.
Right, so we'll get to that shear in just a second. How much it blows and the movement. Those who do want to use canvas, it's cheaper. Someone asked me recently what they should buy for sukkah, and they're tight for money. So I said, you could buy a canvas sukkah and just get lovage straps or put strings around it, because that's the cheapest way. There's no need, if a person has to stretch it, there's no need to spend for the most expensive sukkah. As you do more successful in business, so that you make more money, then you could get a more hiddur type of sukkah. But that certainly works. As a kosher sukkah, there's no need to spend more for that if you don't have the money. Now, those who want to use the sheets as their sukkah wall, tov shiyarog v'mechitos kanim v'pachos mishlosha, so it's best to, he says, lashon of we, but just put those kanim, those, or the lovage straps around it, in order to make sure that really the lovage straps, or these kanim, are going to be the wall, and the sadinim are simply there for noi, or there for some tzniyos to have some privacy. So now look at the mishabruah sifkat and memches. Ad shelo tehei haruach metsuya menida osam, has to be in such a way where the wind, the common wind, the ruach metsuya, is not blowing it. Wrote Salomar, deim menida osam, if the wind is blowing the walls, afilu ein bekoach haruach lahapi osam, even if the wind isn't strong enough to have it blow over, legamrei rak shayder ruach holech mechitzo ba, just enough for it to move back and forth. Sakai melan, we hold deshuv lo chashiva mechitza, that's not considered a mechitza. So according to the Mishabrua, and many poskim learn this from the Mishabrua, and they say this as well, that the psul of the such a mechitza is that it moves. That it simply moves, and back and forth. But the Chazon Ish thought the psul of such a wall is that it gets 3 tefachim off of the floor. there's a halacha when it comes to Erevin that if a wall is hanging 3 tefachim away from the ground, it's called Kol Shegdim Bokimbo, where the Gdim could slide, goats could slide underneath it, so it's obviously not serving as a wall. So if the wall is high up, 3 tefachim off the wall, since Gdim could sneak underneath it, that's not considered a wall. So here too, says the Chaznish, the concern is if it goes up so high, 3 tefachim off the floor, that's going to be a Gdim Bokimbo. But if it just stays on the ground, but it moves back and forth, that for the Chaznish would not be a problem. But the Mishabru and others say, no, the fact that it's flimsy, that's the reason why it's considered a pasul sukkah.
Yeah. The lum straps is to take care of which problem?
Creates walls.
No, but I'm saying, according to the Mishabrura, the lum straps solve that problem. According to Chazanish, it wouldn't even make a difference. If the wall is tied down and just...
Correct. For the Chazanish, if it's tied down and just moves, the middle of it moves, Chazanish seems to say that's okay, and you don't need lavud straps. Mishabrua and many other poskim say no, the fact that it's flimsy in the middle part, that's still going to be a problem. Exactly. Rav Moshe writes otherwise. He says the reason why he thinks the canvas walls are a problem because it's not considered a makum dira. If it moves so much, and even if it moves a little bit, no one lives in a house that has walls moving back and forth. And that gets into the whole shaila, no one lives outside, no one lives with a roof like that. So where do you draw the line? What's considered a dira, but not a dira's keva? So he thinks the question doesn't get off the ground because no one sleeps in a tent. They have flimsy walls, no one really lives there. You're supposed to live in an area that's just less permanent than where you normally live, but has to still be a dira. So it's not considered a teshu kain to do. But he says, even a person, let's say, ties down the walls, he's not sure still if that's a kasha sukkah using canvas. Fine. Okay, so let's,
canvas is not good. So what all he is, if you can use canvas.
No, so they end up saying, so if you go a little further here, so he ends up saying here, I think it was him or someone else, I'm not sure if Moshe himself said this. But the quote here that Rav Chaim Knievsky felt that if it moves a little bit in the middle, that's not going to disqualify the canvas. So Rav Moshe wasn't so fond of this the canvas, but there are other poskim who permitted it. But again, the ikar din, really a person should use the lavud straps. That's ideal.
If it's Zonish was afraid that it's moving, it's more than 3 tefachim off the ground, that's the issue?
Yeah, so once you tie it down, so the only concern is it might snap. So if you have strong rope, there's no concern, so then you... The Mechaber says you only need the lavud straps or the kanim if you're concerned it might snap. But the question is, nowadays they say that the straps are so strong, the rope's so strong, there's no way it's going to snap. So you don't need that as a extra measure. But according to Moshe, even with that being tied down, the fact that the center part is still moving, he thought that would be a problem of not considered a dira.
How much is
it? Velcro rip 1 year?
Yeah.
Oh, so there you go. So that could happen. So Mechaber, even Bisman Azeh, there's a concern of that happening.
Yeah, first of all, it usually rips with a real shame and suya.
I don't know. I didn't tell me how.
No, it's not. It's because of the belt. It wasn't able to win.
But that's fine. Even if it ripped though from Ruach Shein Mitsuya, so were you able to fix it? You didn't fix it. The concern is it might break even from a tornado, and you just might not pay attention, and you're not going to fix it. And if it's not going to be fixed, so then it's going to possibly be a pasul sukkah.
What does Moshe hold? How much does it have to move? Does just use a little?
Well, I didn't see the inside. What the quote here is that im eino zaza el ma'at, even if it moves just a little bit, you have to look inside. It's chelak hay or chaim chelak hay simon mem oz beis. If you want to see this inside. He thinks that's a problem, even a little bit. Okay. Fine, let's go a little further now. Fine, let's jump now to move to Simin Tav Reish Lamed Aleph Siv Gimel. We'll do one line here in the Mishabrua, and then we'll probably stop after this. So the Mechaber writes in Siv Gimel, Derech hasikuch lios kal, kedei sheyero mimenu hakochavim hagdolim. That the schach has to be somewhat light in order to be able to see the stars through the schach holes. Haysam uba kimin bais. If it's so thick like a house roof, so then afal pi she'ena kochavim niran mitocha. Even though you can't see the sun, the stars through it, it's still considered kshera, even though you don't lamamashi because it's so thick. So just look at the Mishnah Berurah for some clarification here. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sif Katan Hey Hakochavim Hagadolim, the large stars, Haynu Hanirim Bayom Baod Shloshaka Chama, where you could see the stars before the sun has completely set, where it's setting. V'achornim Kasru Dilechachila. So I think the point is because when it's nighttime, you can't really see through the schach; it's impossible to see. It's dark out. So it has to be where the stars are out, but there's a little sun to help you see through the schach. Otherwise, you can't see it.
Well, you're not going to see because you have usually light in the
sukkah. If you had no light in the sukkah,
If you had no light in the sukkah, you'd be able to see it. Right, that's correct. So then, ubedarche v'achornim kasu delichachila ba'ina nedafilu belayla yiru kucham layla betoch. He says no. The chachila, ideally, you should be able to see it through the cracks of the schach. So most of the mats, you're not able to see through the cracks. If the light is on in the sukkah, there's no way you could see through. The question is referring to when the lights are on in the sukkah or when the lights are off in the sukkah? I don't know. When the lights are off, so then I think you can see, from my recollection. I think you can see if it's completely dark. Everyone agree to that? Yeah, I think so. Ubedarche Moshe hevi b'shem ha'aril demutter l'sakei chasukah av harbe. You're allowed to make the schach very thick. Di'i afshar shelo yeirou ba kochavim. It's impossible that you can't see stars. Meaning, of course, you could see stars even when it's thick. Even though at nighttime when you look up you can't see them. So clearly when you look up during the daytime you see many cracks in the schach. You don't have to actually see the stars. There just have to be some level of cracks to indicate that this is not really a house ceiling. Ad kan l'shono. Now, V'ayin b'sefer b'kura Yaakov d'hamekel k'vasei lo hifse. Those who are mekel to have a very thick schach are not going to lose out. U'befrat, and certainly in cases heicha sheyesh lachosh dim yaseh schach dak. If you make it so dak yoser, if you make the schach so thin, yinashiv aruach yoser tocha schach. It's going to allow more wind and cold air to come into the schach, into the sukkah. V'yitzar buach u'betzina. It's going to, certainly in Europe, you need the extra warmth. So there it's a good area, a good place to have a heavy type of schach to keep you warm. And I'm the prima godna shikasav death shirle in riyasa kochavim. With respect to seeing the stars, dai bechol sukkah im hura rak b'makom echad. It seems to be sufficient if at least there's just one area of the sukkah where you could see the stars. Not every place where you're sitting you have to be able to see the stars. As long as one guy could see the stars, that's considered sufficient. Mashen kein beim hayamuba harbe boad achein ageshim yachol leir basocha. As opposed to if it's so thick and no rain could come in, leman damar psula kol sheyesh arba tvachim biyachad schach pasul mikre. With respect to allowing rain to come in, if there's any four tvachim schach that prevent rain from falling through, that will actually disqualify the entire schach. So they can't have that, even though by again the stars you just need one area where you could see, the other areas don't need to be seen. The rain, every area has to be have the potential of rain pouring through it. Now let's read one more Mishnah Berurah here, and then we'll stop after this. Those who want to catch the 9:30 could catch it, maybe. Ava Pishena Kochavim wrote Salomar Log Dom Lo Katanim, not big stars, not small stars, but Beinonim. The Kasu Achronim the Mikomakum imhi Muuba Kokach, if it's so thick, Ad Sheena Gshamim Yicholim Leire Besocha, so much so that the rain can't pass through. Afilu Kishiyordim Gshamim Merubim, even when it's a heavy downpour, it still doesn't come through. Im kein have kein bias, it's considered like a house, and yesh lahachmer ulifsol mishum gzeres a bias, one shouldn't use such a schach. Now they point out, what if the schach holds the rain, but only after it's gotten so drenched and waterlogged, at that point it comes down? So they quote here from the Bikur Yaakov that that's ksher l'choladeos. Even though it takes time for it to start dripping through, that's considered a kosher schach with respect to the need for rain to pass through. Okay. So we will stop here.
Yeah.
A minute. Oh, beautiful. Okay. Excellent.